From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Starting fluid, paint thinner.
These are some of the ingredients used to make methamphetamine.
Acetone.
On their own, many are toxic.
Brake cleaner.
Combined, they can be explosive.
Anhydrous ammonia.
In 2011, Missouri law enforcement busted about 5 meth labs each day on average, almost double the number of any other state. In this second part of our series on meth in Missouri, reporter Kyle Diaz asks,
so why does Missouri have so many meth labs? That answer is pretty complicated, so let's take it piece by piece. First, it's not entirely clear how much worse Missouri's meth problems are than the rest of the Midwest.
Is Missouri really sort of the meth capital of the country, or is it that meth is one of the priorities of our law officials?
That's Ryan Barker. He's the policy director for the Missouri Foundation for Health. Some of this also comes down to culture. Missouri may just have a more discriminating class of meth addict.
When people are making meth locally, it is a more potent drug, and so users of meth prefer the locally made meth.
Missouri also has laws that put a legal limit on the amount of pseudoephedrine that any one person can buy at a time. Pseudoephedrine is a common ingredient in cold medicines, and it's the one chemical that's absolutely necessary for methamphetamine production. And while the legal limit in Missouri makes it difficult to get a lot of pseudoephedrine, it remains relatively easy to get a little bit of pseudoephedrine.
A lot of the small meth producers are producing enough for themselves and maybe some close friends.
So all these factors, everything that contributes to Missouri's peculiar methamphetamine culture, they have real public health consequences. For one thing, children are much more likely to be involved in meth production when it's produced by small-scale cookers.
So it causes asthma in children. Long-term exposure or repeated exposure in kids can cause cancer. It can cause organ issues with brain, kidney, liver.
An increasingly common tactic to combat these issues is to require a prescription for the purchase of pseudoephedrine.
All right, yeah, this is Dave Schatz, representative of the 111th District. We're not saying it eliminates meth. But it does eliminate the meth labs because they do not have the ability to produce it.
But these laws have two big problems. The first is that lots of people have legal legitimate uses for pseudoephedrine.
The biggest argument is that we're taking it out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, and not allowing them access to the medication.
A prescription requirement for pseudoephedrine may soon be unnecessary anyway. In March, a St. Louis-based company called Highland Pharmaceuticals announced that it would begin manufacturing a pseudoephedrine tablet that couldn't be made into methamphetamine.
Does not turn into meth. It just does not extract and convert. I'm Emily Dolan, and I am the Director of Marketing Communications for Highland Pharmaceuticals, located in St. Louis, Missouri.
Economists often compare the drug supply to a balloon. You push down on one part of it, and another part bulges up. And if prescription-only requirements make it more difficult for meth addicts to make their own methamphetamine, they might turn to another source, like, say, Mexican drug cartels.
KBIA's Kyle Diaz. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.